Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're starting the shiur Nedarim, Peidalarim, and Beis towards the bottom of the Amud. In the Mishnah we had said, Kehanim Levim Nenim Li, if someone makes a neder that Kehanim and Levim cannot have a no, from me Yitlu Al Karchai, they could still take Truma and Maestris, so the Gemara is Medayik, that the Tana of Al-Mishnah must hold that Tevis Hano is not Mamon. Tevis Hano means the right to give it to whoever you want. We'll see in more detail later on exactly what it means. Is that considered a Mamonous type of Bailus? You're the Bailum, and therefore the Kehanim and Levim that take it are having Hano from you, or not? On that we say, since the Tana of the Mishnah says that the Kehanim and Levim that are Osir Hano from you are still allowed to take the Truman Maestris, it must be that Tevis Hano is not Mammon. So the Gemara asks, Ema Seifa. The Seifa says, Kehanim Elu, Levim Elu, Nenim Li Yitlu Acherim, Avohani Loi. The Seifa says, if you ask a specific Kehanim and Levim from being Nenim from you, so they're not allowed to take it. Rather, other Kehanim and Levim have to come and take the Truman Maestris. So you see that they're not allowed to take it. It must be the Tana of Al Mishnah holds. Tevis Hano is Mammon. So it's a steer in Al Mishnah. If our Mishnah holds Tevis Hano Mammon or not. Now it's important to point out that in the previous Gemara, on top of the Amud, the Gemara was dealing with the Shiloh of taking Maaser Ani from someone that you're Asaba not from. And the Gemara said that the Stira, the Mishnah, the Braisa, could be explained with the Machoikis Tanayim if Sveikei Tevil or not. Because if you hold Sveikei Tevil, then you have Tevis Hano. If you hold Sveikei Ena Tevil, then you do not have Tevis Hano. So the Gemara clearly said that if there's no Tevis Hano, then you're allowed to take it. But if there is Tevis Hano, you're not allowed to take it. So one could ask, how come before the Gemara was assuming that if you have Tevis Hano, it's Aser? And now the Gemara is saying that Tevis Hano is not automatically Aser. It depends if Tevis Hano is called Mammon or not. Till now, the Gemara was always assuming that if there's Tevis Hano, it's for sure Aser. So what's the difference? The answer is simple. The Gemara before was talking about a Maisa Nesina, that the owner of the Maisa Ani is going and giving it to the person that's Aser to have enough from him. On that we say that if Sveikei Tevil, then there is a Tevis Hano, then there is a Maisa Nesina going on. Since you have the Tevis Hano, you have the Schus to give it to whoever you want, therefore it's considered a Nesina. But if you hold Sveikei Ena Tevil, so there's no Tevis Hano, so it's not a Nesina. Legabi, if it's an asino, we don't care if it's a mumminess or not. We don't care if you own the mumminess of this chayfitz or not. Rather, the whole shayla is, are you doing an asino? Is it considered the person that was madder, the other person, is doing an asino to that person or not? In our Gemara, the Mishnah says, Kehanu Levim Nanuli Yitlu Al Karchai. The Kehanu Levim could take it, Bal Karchai. There's no asino going on. So the entire shayla is, are you taking his property? Are you taking his mamonis? You're not allowed to have enough from him, so you're not allowed to have enough from his property. Is this considered his mamonis? On that, we have a shayla if Tevis Hano is mamon or not. Because if Tevis Hano is not mamon, so you're never really being nana from him. Because since he doesn't have any bialis in this chayfetz, so it turns out you're not being nana from him, therefore, you would be allowed to take it. But if Tevis Hano is mamon, so even though there's no nasina going on, but you're not being nana because he did a nasina, rather you're being nana because you're taking his mamonis. That's why our Gemara by Bal Karcha is totally in Tevis Hano Mammon or not. But the Gemara before was going that even if Tevis Hano is not Mammon, it would be a problem if there is a Tevis Hano. Therefore, there is a Nesina, so every Nesina is not considered an Aziva, rather it's considered a Teres Nesina, and it would be Aser to someone that's Aser Banar from you. Now, returning to this Gemara of Tevis Hano Mammon or not, so we have to understand what exactly does it mean Tevis Hano Mammon. Why is it considered that you have a bialis and a chayfetz from this that you're able to decide who to give it to? So there's two ways to understand. The Pri Yitzchak from Itzala Paterberger, Chelik Bey Simen Nun, he brings down the two stadim. His first side is that since you're able to receive money for this truma, therefore you have a financial interest in this truma. So in a chanami, it's the moment of the shevet kehanim. It's not your actual money, it's truma now. But since you have the ability to receive money for it, so it's similar to the guidelines of Gerim L'mamon K'mamon Dami, you have a way to get money from something, it's considered mamonous to you. Here also, since you're able to receive money for this chayfetz, it's considered you have some bialus in this chayfetz. Now you have to point out that a kohen is not allowed to give money for truma. So where exactly are we seeing that he has financial interest here because he could receive money? A kohen can't give money. The answer is obvious, that a Yisrael that has a friend who's a kohen is allowed to give money to the bialim to give the truma to the kohen that they're paying for. There's no problem with the Yisrael giving money to a bialim to give truma to their friend. So every person that owns truma has the ability to receive money from Yisrael to give money to give the truma to a specific kohen. That's the first tzad to understand Tevis and Amamin. The other tzad is that just like you find bialus legabe a specific maisa, just like someone could own a shor for charisha, or you could have a cow. One person owns it for the milk. One person owns it for the work. They're both bialim. They're bialim for specific actions. So too, we could have a bialus for nesina. Of course, the truma is the mamon kayin. It's owned by the shevet of kehanim. But the bialim have the bialus to decide who to give it to. That alone, that you have a bialus to decide who to give it to, is a form of bialus. It's yours. It's yours for the nesina. And you'll get credit. Whoever you give it to will be makir tev to you. So it's an important thing. Therefore, that's considered the bialus. So all tevis hana means is, since you have the ability to receive the hana, that someone will be happy with you giving it to him, and he'll, you know, give credit to you, that alone is a bialus. Nothing to do with the fact that you can receive money. This alone, that you have a bialus to give it to him and receive credit from the fact you gave it to him, that alone is enough to be considered a bialim. Those are the two stars in the Pri Yitzchak. And there's actually Rashi's that are mashma both ways. Rashi in Kedushin Nafnun Chesem and Aleph, the Ramask of Afilu says, the mamon who, Tevishanah's mamon, Shebiyadai lasite mechomish yirtze, since you have the ability to give it to you ever you want, that alone makes it considered your mamonis. However, Rashi in Pesachim, Nafnun Vavim and Beis, he says, the reason it's mammon is sheyoka likach mammon me'ayavay shokayin. Clearly the other side. The only reason it's considered your mammon is because you could receive money. This is actually all the Rishonim in the Durham Daf Lamed Vav, the Ran over there, Taiz over there, they also use such a lashon that you could receive money. So it seems that each tzad has a makar in the Rishonim. Sarachin exactly had to answer the Stira and Rashi's, but both tzadim seem to have a makar. Now the Pri Yitzchak continues on, and he says, so now we have the two stadim to understand the Man D'Omar that Tevis Hana is Mammon. But what about the Man D'Omar that Tevis Hana is not Mammon? So now, according to the Tzad, that the entire Din Mammon is this new Chiddush, that you could be called a Bailim Legabe Nesina. I'm the Bailim because I have a schus to decide who to give it to. So on that we can say simply that the Man D'Omar that says Tevis Hana is not Mammon holds that that's not enough to be considered Bailim. Just because you have the choice who to give it to, that's not enough to be considered your Mammon. But according to the other side, that it's considered your Mammon is because you have an ability to get money, so that needs beer. Why would you not hold that that's considered a Mammonist? You have a vested interest in the monetary halachas of this chayfetz. You have an ability to get money from this chayfetz. So that should make it your mammon. So why would there be a shita of a tanayim that hold Tevis Hana la mammon? So the Pri Yitzchak says that he has two ways to understand the shita. Either they argue on the entire hanacha. It could be they hold that you cannot take mammon. Even a Yisrael cannot give mammon to a bialim of truma to give it to a specific kohen. And the mekart for such a halacha is the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Nedarim, Perikid Aleph, Halacha Gimel, says Mefurish, that the Man D'Omar that holds Tevis Hana is not Mammon is because you're not allowed to take any schar from anyone. Karmen Eid over there explains, because it's Maris Ayin. No one's going to be sure who gave the Mammon. All we see is a transfer of Mammon to the Yad HaBailim, and the money is going, and the Truma is going to a Kain. So people will see, and they'll assume that this is a payment for Truma from a Kohen. They won't know that Yisrael gave it. Therefore, you are not allowed to receive Mammon even from a Yisrael for Truma. So that would be a very clear machloikis. It's a simple shayla. Did the Rabbanan Aser Bailam to take money from Yisrael to give Truma to a specific Kayin, that would be the Shail of Tevis and Oz Mammon or not. However, the Priyitzchok brings a Goin, Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeus, and Reish Chav Zayin, that says that even though you're allowed to take Mammon, Mikomakoim, Tevis and Oz Lav Mammon, not like the Yerushalmi, the Priyitzchok is Mayrach, how to be Matcha, how the Goin could learn the Yerushalmi, but clearly that the Goin holds that even if you're able to take Mammon, that does not necessarily mean that Tevis and Oz Mammon. So what's the beer of this? So Reb Shimon and Shai Yesher, Shar Hei, Perek Vav, the Ramaskal V'chein, he says that even if you hold that you can receive Mammon, that doesn't necessarily mean that the Chafetz is yours. All it means is you have a way to get money out of the Chafetz, al yidei this Chafetz. This Chafetz could cause you exterior money. That doesn't mean you have the bailus of the Mammonus of this Chafetz. This is very different than every Gerim L'mammon that we find in Shas. Usually, when we say that something is Gerim L'mammon, therefore there's a tzad that it's called your mammon, over there the actual chayfetz has a monetary value to you. You could take this money, L'mashal, and do a chiyuv hashava that you have to do. You owe someone $100 for a gzela. On that we say, if you have the chayfetz that you stole, and you could return it, so if someone ruins that chayfetz, he's ruining something that was Gerim L'mammon to you. Because you had a bailus in this chayfetz to use this chayfetz as money. So that can be considered a level of bailus in this chayfetz because this chayfetz is money for you. But in this case, in the truma, you don't really have a bailus. You have an ability, al yidei this truma, to receive money to do something outside of the truma. To do an asina with the truma. But that's all money outside of the truma, and that's not considered bailus in the chayfetz. So everyone agrees that you could get money. That doesn't necessarily mean that this is your mamonus. The machloek is, Tevis and no, mamon or not, is, do we say that since you have an ability to get money for this chayfetz, is that enough to be considered that you're the bayam of this chayfetz or not? That's how Shimon explains the machloek is tanaim. Now these two stadim of the Pri Yitzchak can be used to explain machloek is b'shainim and our sugya. Because the Gemara answers on this kasha, if the Tan of our Mishnah holds Tevis and Mammon or not, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yishai like Asher, HaRabbi, V'HaRabbi Yisai Rav Yehuda, that there's nothing to worry about with the steer in the Mishnah, because there's a Machlokes Tanayim, if Tevis and Noah is Mammon or not, so the Reisha holds Tevis and Noah, Enei Mammon is one Tana, the Sefer of the Mishnah that says Tevis and Noah is Mammon is a different Tana. Now where do we see a Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yisai Rav Yehuda about Tevis and Noah being Mammon? Tanya, Hagain of Tivloy, Shachaveroi, Vaochloi, Mashalam Lloyd, May Tivloy, Dibe Rebbe, Vaith Yuda Omer, Ain Mashalam, El Dme Chulin Shaboy. The Gemara brings a price, if someone steals Tevel, so he has to pay back for what he stole. The question is, how much of the Tevel do we consider is under the jurisdiction and the bailus of the Bailam? So one Mandamar says, you have to pay him only for the Chulin. So the Marshal, if there's $100 of Tevel, so Be'erich $80 of it is chulin. The other, let's say $20 or 20% is the trumas and maestras mixed in. So that is not considered his bailus, under his bailus, because Tevis and Noah is not mammon. So the truma and maestras mixed in are not his. Therefore, you don't have to pay him for it. The other manamer says, Rebbe says, that you have to pay him the meitivloi. You have to pay him the chulin and the value of the Trumas Umaisris. Now, how much of the Trumas Umaisris do you have to pay? So the Ran says, Mechun Shabai, Udmei Trumas Umaisris, Lafi Tevisana, Shiyesh Lebahen, the Sphere Le Tevisana, Mammon. So Ran explains, and this is the Pashtus, that according to Rabbi, that you're paying for even the Chalik of Truman Maisris, you're not paying the full $100. Rather, the $80 of Chulin, you pay the full amount. The $20 of Trumas and Maisris, so he only owns the Tevis Hanah of them. So let's say that's 50%. He only pay $10 for the $20 of Trumas and Maisris. Because he doesn't own the actual Trumas and Maisris. It's actually the Mammon, Kain, and Levi. He just owns the rights of the Nesina, which is valued at the cheshbon of how much a person would give for such a Tevis Hanah. However, the Ritva in Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches, and it's very mashma like that on the Rosh on our Sugya on Daf Behei Amin Aleph, they say that according to Rebbe, that Tovus and Amamoin, Mishalim Loid Me Tivloi means Kipshutai. You have to pay him the full entire amount of the Tevel, which needs beer. Why should I have to pay you for the full amount of the Tevel? Even if you hold Tevis and not Mamon, it's not Mamish yours. It's actually the Mamon, Kayin, and Levi. You just have a schus and rights to do an Asina and get some money. But why would we say that you're entitled to the full value of the food? So the Avni Nezer in Eben Ezer, Simon Toftan Vav, I say, he explains with the two stardom we mentioned earlier from the Pri Yitzchak. He says, if we are to understand the holy state of Tevis Hanam Mamayim is nothing more than the ability to receive Mamayim, so the value is not going to be more than the money that you can receive for it. So if you only can receive 50% of the value for the Tevis Hanam, then that's how much it's going to be worth. Or maybe even less. Because how much would a person pay to have that Tevis Hanam? But it's definitely not going to be the full amount. However, the Avni Nezer says, if we're to understand that Tevis Hanam Mamon means the Etzen, this alone, that I'm the Baal Manasina, is a form of Baalus, so then we say you own the Tevel. Since you are the Baal on this Tevel, and you have the ability to give it to whoever you want, so you're the Baal on the Tevel. So when I steal a Tevel, I'm stealing something that you own. So I have to pay you the full amount of the Chafetz. According to the first side, I'm not the Baal on the Tevel. I'm a Baal on the ability to receive a certain amount of money. It's like a Gerim L'Mamon type of Svara. So we have to estimate how much am I Gerim L'Mamon? How much money is this thing causing me? But according to the second side, that the Bailas of Nesina alone is a Bailas, so now we can understand that you're the Bailas on the entire Chafetz. This is your Chafetz to do a Nesina on. So if someone steals it, he stole your Chafetz. You have to pay the full amount. That's how the Avni Nezer explains Alpidus two Stadim that we brought down from the Pri Yitzchak. The Gemara continues on Pehei Yom Aleph, and they bring the Teretz of Rava. Rava answers this theory of Tevis Hanam Mamon Eloi. So Rava says, Shani Truma, the Hainu Taim Dilu Al Karachoi, Mishum the Truma Lechaz Yel Lekahanim, the Kibin the Ka'asi Lemisra Layu Shavia Afra Ba'alma. So Rava really only addresses the Reisha, and Rava says, Shani the Reisha, that they're allowed to take it. Ba'al Karachoi, is because since the entire truma is only roi for kehanim, and you asked all kehanim from taking it, if you asked all kehanim from taking it, so there's nothing really you could do with it. So if there's nothing you could do with this chayfetz, shavya afra ba'alma, which the Rana explains means there's an automatic hefker over here. So if there's an automatic hefker, there's nothing stopping the kehanim and levim from taking it, because they're not really being nana from you, because they already became hefker, so they're being nana from hefker. So the Gemara, Rava, never really addresses the Sefer. So the Ran explains, this is the Pashtus, that what Rava is doing is he's saying, really, the Sefer is right. The Tevis Hanam is Mamon. Therefore, when you only aser specific Kehanim, it's aser for other, it's aser for those Kehanim to take it, only other Kehanim could go. But those Kehanim that you asered cannot take it because Tevis Hanam is Mamon, and they're considered being Nana from you. Aye, if Tevis Hanam is Mamon, so why in the Reisha are they allowed to take it? On that, Rava says as Svara, that since they asked it on all the Kehanim, therefore it's considered Afra, it's considered Hefker. The problem is that if you learn like the Ran, then it turns out the Seifa of Al Mishnah, that you ask the specific Kehanim, those Kehanim are not allowed to take it, and only other Kehanim can take it. It comes out that all the Pshatim in the Gemara are explaining the Sefer that it's Asa because Tevis Hanam is Mamon. That was the first answer to the Gemara, that the Mishnah is telling the Machlokes Tanoim if Tevis Hanam is Mamon or not. And even Rav is agreeing in the Sefer that Tevis Hanam is Mamon. All Rav is doing is arguing in the Reisha. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Perikei, Halacha Vav Paskins, that if you Mekadish someone with Truma, even though you have the Tevis Hanam, the Truma still ain't a Mikudeshes. So obviously the Rambam Shita is that Tevis Hanam is not Mammon. But still, he passes the Hilchos Nedarim Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph, that if you aser a specific Kayin, you have to give it to a different Kayin. Now, the entire beer of Al Gemara, why when you aser a specific Kayin, you have to give it to a different Kayin, and you can't give it to the Kayin you asered, is because Tevis Hanam is Mammon. But we said the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus hold Tevis Hanam is not Mamon. So the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Nedarim, also the Machane Ephraim, in his Ois on Teves Hanah, they explain that the Rambam holds Teves Hanah is not Mammon. If Teves Hanah is not Mammon, so why are you not allowed to give it to the specific kohen that you asked? The answer is that by Nedarim we have a halacha, the Rambam paskins, that Vitor is Aser. Even something that has no monetary value, even letting someone walk through your field, which is something you usually let for free, still we say that by Nedarim he meant to Aser it. So that tells us that even something that's not a mumminess is still called being nana from you. So even if Teves Hanah is not a mumminess, but it doesn't mean that you're not being nana the other person. If you gave that person truma, so that's called being mahanahim. Even though it's not a mumminess gain, benefit, but it's similar to every vitur, which is not a mumminess benefit. Letting someone walk through your field, which is something that you let everyone do for free, doesn't mean you're not benefiting him. It's still a vitur, which is aser by nedarim. So the Rambam holds, like he says in Hilchos Ishus, mikadesh v'truma einu mikadeshes, which means Teves Hanah is not mammon, but it'll still not allow you to give truma to a kohen that you aser hanah from. Now the question is, how do you fit that into the Gemara? So the Kesef Mishnah explains that this is what Rava meant. Rava said, "The seifa, I'm not getting involved if Teves Hanah is mammon or not, because even if Teves Hanah is not mammon, still, one could say that it's also to be mahanim, like we have this halacha of Vitor. Aye, what's Sharon the Reisha? Why in the Reisha are we allowing the Kehanim and Levim to take it? Why do we say that's called being Nana? On that, Rava says, the Svar, that it's Afra B'Yalma. Now, we have to be mysif one point, that the Gemara originally clearly said that the Reisha and Seifa are arguing if Tevis and Oz Mammon or not. So they clearly said that the Seifa that holds that the Kehanim that you ask or can't take it has to hold Teves Hanah Mammon. So it's not so simple to just say now that the Rambam holds the Sefer of the Mishnah is also, even if Teves Hanah is love Mammon, it's also because of Vitor. The Gemara assumed not like that. So the Perish Yosef, and the Gemara's Chedushim in the back of the Gemara, he says that the Gemara only assumed that the Sefer holds Teves Hanah Mammon because they saw that in the Reisha it's Mutter. So why in the Reisha is it Mutter? It must be that our Mishnah is going, that Teves Hanah is not Mammon, therefore it's Mutter. So if you hold Teves Hanah is not Mammon, makes it Mutter, why in the Sefer is it Aser? It must be that Teves Hanah is Aser. Teves Hanah is Mammon, because why else would it be Aser? And only today that Rav is Mechadish, that you can learn the Reisha has nothing to do with the Shaila of Teves Hanah being Mammon or not, then we could say that the Sefer holds it's Aser, because even if Teves Hanah is not Mammon, but when it's not Afra B'Yalma, then it will be Aser because you're having a Vitor. Now the Peres Yosef adds on a beautiful dig. He says, Rava, Kipshuta, if you look like the Ran, should have said that La'olam Teves Hanah is Mammon. And the Reish is different, because Shani Truma, when the case and you asked, it told the Kehanim, because it's Afra B'Yalma. Why didn't Rava get involved with the first shot? If the first shot in the Gemara was it's a machlokes tanoim if Teves Hanah Mammon or not, and if Rav is getting involved and he's going only according to the Manda Omar, Teves Hanah Mammon, so Rav should have said it. So it's very meduk like the Rambam that Rav is not getting involved. Rav is saying he's not telling the Shaila because the Kuli Alma the Sefer is going to be Yasser. Even if you hold Teves Hanah Lav Mammon, there's no reason not to say that it's going to be Yasser. It's like Vitor. And the Chandra Reisha is not for B'Yalma. So from the fact that Rav did not specify that he's going according to the Manda Omar, Teves Hanah is Mammon, would indicate, this would be a makar for the Rambam, that Rav is going, even if Teves Hanah is not Mammon, still it's Aser in the Sefer. Now the Rashba has an obvious question. The Rashba asks, but if you learn that Rav is saying Teves Hanah is Mammon, so what's Rav saying? Even though Teves Hanah is Mammon, but since the whole point of Truma is to give it to a Kayin, and you Aser it all Kehanim from having a Noah, so there's nothing really you could do with this truma. So it's Afra B'Alma, it's Hefker, and therefore the Kehanim could be Yitlu Al-Karchai. So the Rashba asks, what do you mean? Why can't you sell it to a Yisrael? A Yisrael should give you money, you'll give him the truma, and then he'll give it to whoever Kehanim he wants. So you are able to get money over here, so you should have the halacha of Teves Hanah Mammon. Why are we saying that it's Hefker, and therefore you have no bailus anymore? Because there's nothing you could do with it. It's not true. If you hold Teves Hanah Mammon, I still have a Mammon to take a bialis over here. Because I could get Mammon from it. Because I could give it to a different Yisrael to give it to the Kehanim. So why is the Gemara saying that Yitlu al-Karachai is not considered mine? Why don't I have the bialis? So the Chassam Sofer, Tech Dvarov, the Vermaskal Rava, he says this kash is only according to the Ram. But obviously, like the Rambam, which we explained with the Kasa Mishnah, that Rava holds Tavis in a lav mamon, so there's no question. Because he does not have any bilas at all. Because all Rava meant to say was that the Reisha is Aser is Mutter because of Hefker, but in the Sefer it's Aser even though Tevesen is not Mammon. So if the Sefer is Aser even if Tevesen is not Mammon, because you're having a Vitor, so you can't ask that in the Reisha that you could give away, you still should have a Bialas because you could give it away and sell your rights to it, but Rava is going Tevesen is not Mammon. So there's no Mammon to take a Bialas, so it's Mutter. Only according to the Ran, that Rava holds Tevesen is Mammon. Then you have this question that even if it's Afra Ba'am and you're Mafkir it, you still should have rights to it. You should have Bailas here, which should actually affect it being Hefker, because you could give it to another Yisrael. Now the Machan Ephraim seems to answer the Rajba's Kasha. The Rajba never answers the question. But the Machan Ephraim answers this question, Tarek Tvarov. He says that since you have no Nesina you could do, so if you have no Nesina you could do, you don't have Tevis Hana. That means Tevis Hana is, since I have a Nesina that I could do, if I have a Nesina I could do, then this Bailus that I could do in Nesina is considered a Mominus, so it's my Mominus. But if I have no Nesina I could do, because I asked that all Kahan from taking, that alone will affect that it's not considered my Mominus. Which needs a lot of beer, we'll get to it later on in the shir. But from Rita, it's the Chayr Tali in the two stars that we mentioned earlier from the Pri Yitzchak. Because if you understand the entire Schus and the entire Din, that we consider it your Mammonus, and we say Tevis Anah's Mammon is because you can receive money, so over here you can receive money. Since the Raj is asking a beautiful question, since I have the ability to receive money from a different Yisrael, so we should say I still have a Bailus. But if you understand the second side of the Pri Yitzchak, that the entire din of Mammonus, the entire din that Tevis Hanah is a din that's considered tachas your bailas, is all because you're the bailam to do on a sina. So then we could say, we could understand the Machan Ephraim. You're not the bailam to do on a sina. You're the bailam for absolutely nothing. You can't do anything. You can't do it in a sina. So now it's not considered a bailas if you could do a trick and sell it to a side person to give it to the kayan. That's not called a bailas. Bailas is to do something. What could you do? The only thing you could do, usually, is you could do a Nesina. And Tevis Hanah is an Inyan Gadol. So you have a bialus to do a specific job. But over here, you have no thing to do. You have a trick to get money for something that you can't even do. That's not called a bialus. If we're not focusing on the money that you could receive, rather we're focusing on the job that you could do, so we can understand the Machan Ephraim Svara. The whole Tevis Hanah is Neveya, it flows from this that you could do in a Sina. If you could do in a Sina, then you're the Bailam. But if you can't do in a Sina, you're not the Bailam. So even if you could get money from Yisrael to do the Nesina, since you don't have the Bailam in the Sina, it's a little mockum to understand the Machan Ephraim Svara to the Rajba's Kasha, that this would not be considered Mammon. Now, on this din of Rava, that when you aser all kaihanim from being nene for your mamanus, so we say that Shavya Afra Ba'alma, this person was mafgir all his truma, and therefore anyone could take it, Bal Karachai. So on this din, the Ran brings down a big chiddush from the Rajba. The Rajba says, Mehosha Minon, we see from here, that any person that asers Hanas Peiros Al Atzmai, he asers that he will not have any benefit from his Peiros. So you'll have this halacha of Rava, that Shavi Afra Ba'alma, you're making it Hefker, and anyone that wants it could take it, because you're being Zeich from Hefker. I, the Rajba, ask, we should be Chayshish, that the person that made the Neder, the Madir, maybe he'll be Shoyal on his Neder, and it will turn out that Lamafreya, he was Eikir his Neder, turns out it was never Asibana, which makes that Lamafreya, it was always his, so it was never Hefker. So you weren't allowed to take it, and you'll have to pay it back. So how could you learn it from Al-Sugya and make a rule that any person that's mafgir, his nechasim, based on a isser that everyone else is allowed to take about karachai, I l'chayr, we should be chayshir, shall be shayil, and you'll have to pay back. On that, the Rajba answers that we have a Mishnah that we're not chayshir, because the Mishnah says in Ksubas, ha-makadash isha al-tanai, she'ein olah nedarim, someone makes kedushin with the stipulation that she has no nedarim, v'nimsu aleh nedarim, turns out she was not mekayim tonight, she had nedarim, so ein mekadeshes, we say the kedushin is not a valid kedushin. And the lashon ein mekudeshes, the Rashba says, is mashma that you're totally not mekudeshes, ein mekudeshes klal, and she'll be able to marry someone else because this kedushin is totally a wrong kedushin. It was done based on the tanai that she had no nedarim, and since she had nedarim, the kedushin is totally not chal. So the Rashba asks, why are we not worried that she'll be shoyal, and it will turn out she never had nedarim retroactively? So it turns out that she was Mekayim the Tanai. The Tanai was that she did not have Nedarim, and retroactively she created that she never had Nedarim. So the Kedushin should be Chal, and she shouldn't be allowed to marry someone else. So why is the Halacha that she is allowed to marry someone else? It must be that even though you're able to be Shoyal, but calls man that you're not Shoyal, we're not Choshish, that maybe you'll be Shoyal. So to over here, if someone asks us something, Mahana, right now it's Hefker, anyone who wants can be zeich in it, and you don't have to be worried that if the person, the madir, is going to be shoyal, or turn out it wasn't hefker, because we're never worried about that. We're never worried that maybe you'll be shoyal. Enechanami, if he will be shoyal, it will turn out that it wasn't hefker, and I'll have to pay back the money, but that's not something that you have to be chayshish for. Comes along the Ran, and he argues on 2 points of the Rashba. First of all, he says, even if he's shoyal on the neder, the halacha is not going to be that the people that are zeicha have to pay back. Because even if you're shoyal on the neder, and retroactively there's no neder, but there's no shoyal on hefker. So over here, you made a neder, and which asked everything ba'ano. And we're saying that if you asked everything ba'ano, Rava says, it's shavi afra ba'amo, which means there's a hefker going on. So einach anami going to go and be shoyal on your neder, but that's not going to necessarily knock off a hefker. So there's still a hefker here. So if someone is zeich in it, he's not going to have to pay you back. Why should he pay you back? Einach anami, your neder fell away, but the hefker that came out of the neder, it was never had a she'el on it, and it never fell away, and therefore, they could take it al karche, and they won't have to pay you back. He also argues on the point of the Rashba. The Rashba had said that that we're never choishes that someone will be shoyal. And you put a riot from Kedushin, because if we're worried that you could be shoyal on a neder, why is the halacha that a makadish isha al tanai, she ain't a lenadarim, venimsa lenadarim, that ain't a makadashin, that she's allowed to marry someone else, why are we not worried that you'll be shoyal? On that, the Ran says, nowhere does it say that she's allowed to marry someone else. All it says is, ain't a makadashis. So, Dr. Ran, maybe ain't a makadashis means elechumra. You're not married, but you're also not mutal shuk. We're worried, maybe you'll be shoyal. But you don't really have a raya that we're not worried about Shayla. Maybe we are worried about Shayla. But still, the guy with someone being Zaycha, even though we are worried about Shayla, he'll let it, but not for the Rajba's reason. The Rajba said, you're allowed to be Zaycha because we're not worried about Shayla. But if he'll be Shayla, you have to pay back. The Ran holds, we don't have this din that we're not worried about Shayla. Rather, of course, we are Chesh for Shayla. So really, you shouldn't be allowed to be Zaycha. But you're allowed to be Zaycha, because even if he's Shoyal, he's only Shoyal on the Neder, but you can't be Shoyal on the Hefker, because ain't Shoyal la Hefker, and therefore you're allowed to take it, and you won't have to pay back after the Shoyal, even though we're Chayshish for Shoyal. Now there are a few points of this Machlaikitz that need beer, and we'll start with the Machan Ephraim's Kasha. What's the entire Dimyon of the Rashba? The Rashba starts off that from our Sugyas and Makar, that any person that asters Hanof is Peris Al-Atzmai, anyone could come and take it, because every Isra'na is an automatic hefker. So the Machan Ephraim asks, there's a big difference between asking a chayfis on yourself and our case. In our case of the Gemara, you don't really own this truma. We said earlier, truma is mammon of the kehanim. So you have mammon that's someone else's, and you have a chayfis ana. Since you have the ability to decide who to give it to, that has a shavius, and that's considered your mamonis, so therefore you're the bialim. But if you give up that bialis, you go ahead and say that you're asking all kehanim to benefit and have enough from this chayfetz, so you took away your ability to do an asina. If you took away your ability to do an asina, so you lost your total bialis. The chayfetz is not yours because it's mamon kehanim. All you had is an ability to do an asina. If you take away that ability, so you're left with afra ba'alma, which is a hefker. Masha enkein, when you ask for hana on yourself, it's still yours. All you did is you said you're not going to have any benefit, but it's yours. So if it's still yours, Lamasha, let's say there's an asina, something you want to do with it that won't give you benefit. Let's say you want to give it to your son, which is not considered a benefit, that you'd be allowed to do, because it's yours, and all you did is you asked an hanah. So anything that would not be a hanah, you're allowed to do. So who said in that case that there's a hefker? Only in our case, when you don't own it, because it's mamin of the shevet kehanim, and you lost your tovus hanah because you asked it all kehanim from benefiting, so then it's afra ba'alma, it's hefker. You have nothing in this chayfetz. However, in a case that you're not allowed to have hanah, but you still own it, there's no reason why we should say that it's hefker and someone else could be zaycha. This is the kasha of the Machan Ephraim. Now, it's important to point out that this is actually a famous shaila in the Ksais Tavav and other places in the Ksais. He brings down a machlokes rishonim, if something's asur b'hanah, is it still yours? We know that you definitely cannot do kinyanim on something that's ein b'rishus zayin, but there are two ways to understand that. Either because it's not shaloi, or because it's not b'rishus zayin. Not b'rishus zayin means it's yours, but it's out of your jurisdiction, like every geneva. When someone steals from the nigzal still owns it, it's just ein b'rishus zayin, it's not under his jurisdiction. Therefore, he can't be magdishit, and he can't be meicherim. But it doesn't mean it's not shaloi. So by Yisrael, no, we have this machlokes also. The Shitas Haran and Afem Zayin is that it's considered yours. And therefore, if you aser a peri on yourself, it's still yours. You still could go ahead and give it to someone else. It's still yours to be makna, as long as you're not having anah. So you can't eat it because you're having anah. But if you could give it to someone that's not considered anah to you, that would be mutter. So the Machan Ephraim's kasha is the Ran L'shitasli, since the Ran and Afem Zayin holds that even when you aser something on yourself, it's still called yours. So therefore, he shouldn't be able to bring down this Rajba that's comparing a case of asering hanah on yourself to the case of the Gemara. In the case of the Gemara, it's not shaloi, so it's a hefker. But in the case that you retain the shaloi, there shouldn't be a hefker. This is the kasha of the Machan Ephraim in Tzchiyah Mehefker Aizdalah. The Nesivus in Reish Ayin Beis brings down this Machan Ephraim, and he asks that he doesn't understand it. How could you say that in our sugya, it's hefker, based on the fact that you don't own it, because it's mamin of the kehanim, and he also lost all his tevus hanah because he asked the kehanim from getting it. But the Nesivus asked, he could still go and give it to a different Yisrael to give it to the kohen, which is really the Rajba's kasha that we mentioned earlier. The Rajba had asked, he doesn't understand the Gemara. Why is it hefker? Why is it afra ba'alma? Why don't we say, you still have a schus to give it to someone else, and that person will give you money for it, and he'll give it to a kohen. So the Nesivus is mechia from this kasha that you have to learn that Isurei Hanah alone make it not shaloi. Because you can't say that the reason in our sugya is not shaloi is because you don't have a schus nesina, because you do have a schus nesina. So it must be that the Isurei Hanah is making that it's not shaloi. Aye, the Ran said that it is shaloi. The Ran of the Pem Zayin said that you're allowed to give it to your son. So you see that even Isurei Hanah are considered shaloi. How else could you be makna to someone else? So Nesivus says it's not what the Ran meant. The Ran that said that Isurei Hanah you could give to your son doesn't mean you could actually be makna to your son. Rather, you could, like he calls it, amar makim, sheyikach la'atzmai. You tell your son, here, this is something you could take. It's hefker. And you're telling your son, take it. You're giving him a good idea. He should take it before someone else takes it. But you cannot do the actual akna. All you're doing by yitin libna is giving an eitzah to your son to take this chayfetz. Now, the Stipler asked that the Nesivus is really not addressing the Nekud of the Machan Ephraim. The Machan Ephraim said that in our sugya, it's easy to understand that it's not shaloi because it's mamon of the Kohen. The only thing you have is the Schus Nesina, and you lost the Schus Nesina. So why the Nesivus ask? The Nesivus ask, you still have a Schus Nesina to give it to other people. So it must be that the reason it's not shaloi is because it's asur b'hanah. So in fact, the Stipler, Simon Lamed Beis, but now in sugya, there's no Isurei Hanah. He never asked the chayfas on himself. All he did is, he asked the kehana from taking it. So how can the Nesivus say that the reason in our sugya it's not shaloi is based on the Isurei Hanah, and that's the makar of the Rajba, but to learn out that all Isurei Hanah are hefker. Our Gemara, there is no Isurei Hanah. It must be like the Machan Ephraim said, that the reason in our sugya it's afra ba'alma is because you lost your schus nesina when you asked the kehana to from being nana. You can't say it's because you asked it on yourself, because you didn't. So Pelon and Sivus. So the Stipler is Mechiach like the Machan Ephraim. And the beer in the Machan Ephraim we mentioned earlier to answer Nesivus' kasha, which is really the Rajba's kasha, that you see the Machaneh Ephraim understands that the Zchus Nesina is a bialus on Nesina, and having a bialus on Nesina needs davka, a bialus to do a specific act. Just because you have an eitzah of getting money for this, if it's not a bialus on Nesina, like we explained earlier by Arichas, that's not called your mamonis. Now returning to this machlokes Ran and Rashba, so one point that they're arguing on is, do we say she'elo by hefker? That means if you'll be shoyel on this Isra Ana, which is causing a hefker, do we say there's a she'elo on the hefker also, and therefore the people that was zeicha will have to pay him back, that shita's harashba? But the Ran said, even if you're shoyel on the nether, that does not constitute she'elo on the hefker. So the stipler, Kilos Yaakov Sim Membeis, explains, Apilik Sais, we mentioned earlier, that there's a machlokes rishonim if Isra Ana are missing in the Shaloi, or they're missing in the Einer B'Shosai, and the Shittas HaRashba on the Fem Zayin is that you're not Shaloi. The Ran, we said, is up for discussion. The Nesivis learned that you are missing the Shaloi, but the Machaneh Ephraim learned that the Ran holds that it is Shaloi, just missing the Einer B'Shosai. So the disciple says, that based on the Machaneh Ephraim, which he was Mechiach-like anyway earlier, so the Ran holds it is Shaloi, and the Rashba holds it's not Shaloi. That machlokes and our machlokes and our sugya, if there's a shayla on the hefker, are totally zebazeh. He says like this: according to the Rashba, that any time something's asbana, it's not shaloi. So there's not really two things going on in our sugya. Rather, with you asering something bahana, if something's not aser bahana, it's not yours. It's not shaloi. If it's not yours, it's automatically hefker. In essence, this din of answering something bahana creates that it's not yours. If it's not yours, anyone that wants can come and be zaycha. So there's no two things here. He made one ma'isa of answering bahana, which created a hefker. So if you're shoyel on the isur ana, the hefker falls away, because the hefker is nothing more than an extension of the isur ana. But the Ran that holds that every isur ana is shaloi, so how does he learn the Gemara? Why does the Gemara mean shavya afra ba'alma? So the disciple says, even though things that are asabana are still yours, but we say there's an umdana that you're mafkir. If you have nothing in a chayfetz, if you have nothing to do with a chayfetz, and no ability to be nana from a chayfetz, so al karchach, standard person, will give up all his rights to the chayfetz. Why would you want to have rights to a chayfetz if you have nothing to do with? So the Ran holds that the Gemara means, Rav Svara is, shavi afra ba'alma, since you have nothing to do with it, because you can't do an asina to any kehanim, therefore you're being mafkir. On that, it's very talking to say, like the Ran, that Einachanami, now you came and you're shoyel on the nether, Einachanami, the nether falls away, so it's not asur b'ana. But that's not a she'ela on the hefker. The hefker is a separate thing besides the nether. There's a nether and there's also a hefker. So just because you're shoyel on the nether doesn't necessarily mean there's a she'ela on the hefker. That's going to be tali if a person has the ability to be shoyel on a hefker, because he actually made a hefker. And since we hold ain't she'el of a hefker, if you made a hefker, you can't be she'el on it. Only like the Rashba, that you never actually made a hefker, rather the Yisur Ano created a hefker, so the second that you she'el on the Yisur Ano, Mimela, the hefker will fall away. That's how the stipler explains the Machlokes Rishonim. Now with this, you can answer the she'ela that a lot of Chayim grapple with, Yishar Yeshur, Sharhei, Perikov Gimel, and others. They ask that, like we mentioned earlier in this year, if something's asabana, so it's ene shaloi or it's ene b'shusay. But one thing is clear, you cannot make kinyanim, you cannot sell something that's asabana, you're missing the bailas. The Gemara is all over Shas. So how could the halacha be that you could be mafkir? Achev is asabana. So why is the halacha in our sugya that shavi afra ba'alma, and therefore it's a hefker? What do you mean? You can't be mafkir something that's asabana because it's out of your rishus. But according to the stipler, it's obvious. Either, according to the Rashba, there's no two steps, there's no hefker. This alone, that you made it asabana, is the hefker. So you can't ask that you can't be mafkir, because I'm not being mafkir. I actually am making asabana, and that alone is the hefker. And even according to the Ran, that you're being mafkir, but you're not mafkir after you're asking ba'ana. Rather, with this alone, that you asked ba'ana, we have an umdana that you're also being mafkir. So you're doing two things at the same time, which is really Rav Shimon's Teretz and Shari Yeshur. But the Stapler is learning that both Pshatim are getting around this question. There's no Maisa Hefka that happens after the Isra Ana. Rather, either we'll say like the Rajva that the Isra Ana is the Hefker, or you'll say like the Ran that if someone's answering something by Ana, there's an Umdun that he's also being Mafka at the same time. But you'll never have someone being Mafka something that's already Yasser by Ana. Now, another point that has to be mentioned about this Ran, that you can't be Shoyal on Hefker, and that is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalid, has his famous Shita that a Hefker is a Neder. That just like you can make a neder that something's asav ana, you can make a neder that something's out of your bialos. So all the achrenim ask that you should be able to be matya the neder of a hefker. If hefker is like a neder, so if you're mat, if you're shoyel on your hefker, it should be paka the neder. And we don't find such a thing. Actually, the Michas Chinuch Mitzvah Aleph Ois Hey, he says like the Rambam, you could be matya, but most achrenim don't hold like that. And they actually bring this Ran as a Raya that you can't be Shoyal on Hefker. I, the Rajba, argues. So we already said this type of the Rajba is not arguing if you could be Shoyal on Hefker. Rather, the Rajba holds there was no Maisa Hefker in Al Sugyo. All the Hefker is the fallout from the Yisra Ano. So if you Shoyal on the Yisra Ano, Mimela, the Hefker will fall away. But be that as it may, if you hold like the Rambam, that Hefker is a Nedri, you should be able to be Shoyal. And Kipshuta, the Shoyal in Al Sugyo, are saying that you can't be Shoyal. So how would the Rambam stem with the Ran? Maybe they argue, but assuming they don't argue, how would you learn? So the Achrenim say, Shar Yesher and Shar Hei, Eischof Gimel, and others, they say that Hefker might be a Neder, but it doesn't mean there's not also a Mammonistic Akinyan going on. So there's two things happening. You made a Neder which took away your Mammonist. So there's a Kinyan going on, and there's also a Neder going on. So just because you're shoyel and you have the ability to be shoyel on the chelik of the hefker, which is a neder, doesn't mean that the kinyan will go back. So just because the Ran says ein she'elo behefker doesn't mean that hefker is not a neder. Every hefker, if you don't keep your word, you're over by yachal devarei, because saying that it's hefker is a neder. You have to keep your word. But it doesn't mean there's not also a kinyan happening. And all the Ran means is you can't be shoyel on the chelik of the kinyan. The Yaivitz, Yaakov Emden, in his Agoyis, the back of the Gemara, on our Sugya says, fascinating pshat. He says, even according to the Rambam, that Hefker is a Neder, still, he holds like the Ran, that you can't be Shoyal on Hefker. We never find anywhere you can be Shoyal on Hefker. And the beer is that it's like a Neder Shehudur, Al Das Rabim. We have our Halacha, that if you made a Neder based on the understanding, and it's up to the Havana of a rabbim, so ein le afara, there's no afara in such a case, ein le atara, you can't be matir, such a neder was made al das rabbim. And since every hefker is al das rabbim, it's for the benefit of the rabbim, it's for the rabbim, so it blives automatically a neder that was made based on the Havana and understanding of the rabbim, because it's for their benefit. Therefore, you don't have atara. So b'kitzer, according to the Rambam, you could either learn, like the Michas Chinuch, that you could be matir, but if you want to make that the Rambam could learn like our Ran, that you can't be Shoyal on Hefker, either you'll say there's a Kinyan also happening, which is the Pshat of Reb Shimon, or you'll learn like a Yaivitz, there's a Neder Shoyal Das Rabim, and therefore you can't have Atara. Now, we'll continue on with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kainim Sheni Eisa, Api Abba, Vapi Avicha, Vapi Achi, Vapi Achicha, Eni Yachal Hafer. Any Neder that you make that's not been Neder Beino, and it's not Yidin Nefesh, you can't be made for. And if he says, Sheini Oisal Picha, there also you don't have to be made for because it's a Sheba. So Kiva said, you still should be made for Shematad of Allah, which is not Meshubad. And the Shita that we're going to deal with Barichas, and that's Rebecha Manuri. Rebecha Manuri says, Yafir, Shemigashana, but here's Surah Allah. You should be made for because we're afraid that there will be a garrison. And then the Maisi Daim are not Meshubad. Those Maisi Daim will become Asr on him, and he won't be able to remarry her. Therefore, you should be Mefer. So the Ran and Ksubas Naftan Tess asks an obvious question. We know the rule, and that's the Reish of our Mishnah, that a Neder is not an Inu Nefesh, and it's not Beinel Beinah, he can't be Mefer. Now this Neder is obviously not an Inu Nefesh. She's actually gaining. She's saying that she wants her Maisi Daim for herself. She's saying that he can't be Neder for her Maisi Daim. So Inu Nefesh is not a player. The whole issue is, it might be Beinel Beinah. It's between him and her.
She's saying, I don't want you to benefit from my Maisi Yadayim. The problem is, Rabbi Yechim Nuri said, you should be Mefer, because maybe there'll be a Gerishin, and then he won't be able to benefit from her. V'tihi Asura Olov. The problem is, you can't make a Hafara based on the time that they're not married anymore. That's also not B'nei L'Beno. B'nei L'Beno means something that affects their marriage. If the only time it's going to be Aser is after the Gerishin, that's not B'nei L'Beno. So how could the halacha be that Rabbi Yechim Anuri is saying you could be Mefer? Because maybe in the future there'll be a Gerishin and then it will be Aser. That Iser is a non-B'nei L'Beno that gets Iser. That's like a she. At that time, he's a stranger. If someone makes a neder, if she asks herself from giving a note to a stranger, the husband can't be made for it because it's not being nullah binah. It's not affecting their marriage. So after the marriage, it doesn't affect the marriage. So it's not considered being nullah binah. How could he be made for? So the Ran answers that really the Gemara is going to say lamaskana that kainamas lamafkin from the Shibud. So really, the neder should be chal right away. There's a neder that she's asking her Maisi Dayan from him, and all he has here is a shibud to get the Maisi Dayim. So Kinamas Mafkir the shibud, and it should be Chal. Just that the Rabban wa Almuah, the shibud of the Baal, they strengthened it that Kinamas are not Mafkir the shibud. This din that Almuah was only said to Hevasai, for loyal to Hevasai. That means the Rabbanan felt bad for him, and they strengthened his Kaychas. We don't want the Isha to have a Kayach to Aser everything on the husband. We don't want the situation to be such that her kainamas can be mafkiya, the shibud, to give things to her husband. So therefore we strengthened his chiv. And that makes the neder navichal. So the Ran says, we never made that l'chevasai. We're not going to say that you can't be made for it because it's not beinol beinol, because it's only chal after the gerishin. That means you're using the almua for his detriment. You're saying that he can't be made for it because it wasn't chal till later, that's why he can't be made for it. But if you're using the amua legruasoi, they never said amua. So you're left with the regular halacha that kainamas amafki yeshibud. So the neder was chal, therefore he could be mefer. That's the teretz of the Ran. So it's a pella. And Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shurim and Ksubis Kufzad the Gimel asked the kasha, because amua rabban leshibud the baal makes that it's not chal at all. It's not even chal on a deraisdig level. If it will be chal on a deraisdig level, so then it will be Aser Midraisa, so what does it mean that it's not Chal? It's not Chal, you still Aser Mano on the Raisa level. Obviously, the Amul Shibud the Baal says that Rabbanan were able to strengthen his Shibud, and therefore she's not able to go and Aser these Maisi Dai right now, because his Shibud is so strong, it could even make that it's not Chal Midraisa. So, if it's not Chal even Midraisa, so what's he being made for? What does it mean you don't say Amua when it's Lechavasai? Right now, he has no nether on him. If he had any nether on the Rabbanic level, on a Deraistic level, he would be Aser. Obviously, the Svar is so strong, the Umayel Meshib is so strong, the nether is not Chal at all. So there's nothing here to be made for. How could we say that they never made Amua Lechavasai, only Lechavasai? If they made it to knock out even on the Raistic level, then obviously it's totally eradicating the neder. There's nothing here now to be made for. So what are you being made for? So Rav Chanan is the big chiddush. He says what they did was they were almua al tnai. They were almua on a tnai that he doesn't want to be made for. Vada almua is on a total deraisa level, that the neder is totally not chal. But they wanted it to be l'tevasi l'chavasi. How do you do that? How do you have something on the Raisa level only if he benefits? There's nothing here to be made for. The answer is, if he wants to be made for, they never made the Amur. The Amur is on a tie that he's not made for. So if he's not made for, which is a regular case, so he's allowed to take him Maisi Dayim? She made a net there and Kenamas Mavkir Mendeshi. But on that we say, on the other hand, the Rabbanon made such a strong Amur, the Rabbanon Shavud the Baal, and therefore the net is not Chal, and he could be Nana from the Maisi Dayim. However, if he wants to be Mefer, the second he wants to be Mefer, then it's going to be Chal, and then it is Ben El Benot, and then he could be Mefer. Therefore, B'Yechim Anuri says, Yafer Shem Yigashana B'Tei Yisur Olov. That's Rav Chanan's beer in the Ran. The Ran also answers, also a Mechudosh Dei Keteretz, that you could say, we're going according to Rav Akiva that we had earlier, Rav Pei Dalet, it's Rav Akiva from Rav Pei Tes. Rav Akiva says, that you go basar amira and not the chalois. The case that Rav Kiva is dealing with is an isha that says, I'm mekabel naziris for 30 days, and in between the amira and the chalois, she goes and gets married. Do we say that the husband can be mefer? Do we say that he's a husband, he's the baal who has a koyach hafara at the time of the chalois? Or do we go basar the amira? It's a machlokes of Rav Kiva. And Rav Shmuel, Rav Kiva goes basar the amira, and therefore, in the case we just mentioned, the baal cannot be mefer. But using Rav Kiva's lamdas, they go after the Shas Amira, the Ran says. So in our case, if at the time of the neder, it's a neder b'neder l'v'neder, even if it's not chal till later, so you have Amira now and the chalais later, since at the time of the Amira, it's a b'neder l'v'neder, therefore it could be mefer. Now, there's a tremendous chiddush in b'neder l'v'neder. Usually, we assume that b'neder l'v'neder means there's something affecting their relationship. This neder is pagim and bothers their connection. Because he can't be nether from her. He's losing out in his relationship with her. Here we have a case that there's totally no ramifications from this nether now. And still, at the time of the nether, it's the type of nether that's a b'neder l'v'neder. I am answering you from having hanah from my ma'aseh da'im. That is a nether of b'neder l'v'neder. The Ran had asked, it's only been chal later, and at the time of the chalois, there's no ramifications of b'neder l'v'neder. On that is answering, you're going basar amira, but with an extra piece, you have to say that we're going after Amira, and at the time of the Amira, it's the type of neder that is a neder b'neder l'v'neder, even though it's not actually affecting the b'neder l'v'neder. This is a big chiddush you see in the Ran in Ksubas. Now we'll continue with the Gemara on Amud Beis in the middle of the Amud. The Gemara is dealing with the issue of Davar Shalei B'Lailam. How could the neder be chal on a Davar Shalei B'Lailam? The Ma'aseh Da'im weren't made yet. On that, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yosef Shani Kainamos. However, Adam Ois to Paris Chaveri Olav, Kanamas have the special attribute that they could go and be chal on someone else's Paris, which are not under your jurisdiction. So just like you could ask someone else's Paris, Olav, Ois to Nami, Davish Alev Alaylam Olav, so too you could ask her a Davish Alev Alaylam. If you could ask someone else's Paris, you can ask her a Davish Alev Alaylam. So the Gemara is comparing the problem of answering someone else's Paris with answering Davish Alev Alaylam. So this is a big raya to the famous Shiloh, what's the problem with Davar Shalei B'Lailam? The Achranim bring the Nimuk Yosef, Bav Mesia, Dav Samachvav, and it's really the Mashmois of the Gemara, Bav Mesia, Dav Tezbav, that the problem with Davar Shalei B'Lailam is that you don't have Smichas Das. If I'm selling you the payrays of a deco that are not in the world at the time of the Mechira, neither one of us has a Smichas Das, a full-fledged conviction, and a full-fledged Kavanah, to sell this chavitz. We don't really know if it's going to be around. Therefore, felt in our das, and since you're missing the smichas das, so the kinyan is not chal. That's the simple havana. But from our sugya, the Gemara over here is comparing a davar shalei b'lailam with the problem of ener b'shutzai. So what does one have to do with the other? If the problem of davar shalei b'lailam is that you don't have the full-fledged das, so by kinyamas being chal on someone else's payrays, that chiddush has absolutely nothing to do with making a kinyan on davar shalei b'lailam. Davar shalei b'lailam, you don't have das. Over here is b'lailam. Someone else has an apple. You're answering his apple. There's no issue of smichas das. You have full das to answer that person's apple. There's no reason why you should have less das when you're answering someone else's apple, your apple. The apple's here and you don't want to have enough from it. So you're answering that apple. So why is that a right? Davar shalei b'lailam. So it must be, the Achranim say, Rav Chanan speaks it out in Bava Basra, Eish Reish Ayin Vav, and others say the same thing. You see from our sugya that the problem of Davar Shalei B'Lailam is that you cannot make a kinyan on something that's not here. You don't have enough bailus, or a better word would be rishus, just like when something's stolen from you, it's not in your rishus, it's not under your jurisdiction to make a ma'isa on it. So too, if something's not in the world, you don't have enough bailus on it, it's not under your jurisdiction enough to make a kinyan on it. If that's the problem, then it's beautiful. That by kainamas, that we say you can make a kainam on someone else's chayfetz, so that means it's different than mechira. Mechira, you can't sell someone else's chayfetz. It's not yours. You don't have any jurisdiction on it. Still, by kainamas, we say you have a power to make a chalais kainam on someone else's chayfetz. If you can make a chalais on someone else's chayfetz, by kainamas, so too you can make it on davar shalei b'lailam, because it's the same problem. The problem is just out of your jurisdiction. But if kainamas, we don't care about jurisdiction, and we let you make a kainam on someone else's chayfetz, so too you can make it on davar shalei b'lailam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.